Friday the 20th of June, Yud Zayin Sivan, Rabbi Bola Chwasing, Torah Shabbat Shav, and Torah Shabbat Alper.
Shkoyach, and I want to apologize before I start for my English. I'm from Belgium, my English is not really so good, but I'll try. The Gemara says, in Tzimura Daf Tes Zayin, the Gemara says like this, Bimei Evlo Shel Moshe, with the Shloshim Yimei Avelis from Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Nifter, they forgot, Bnei Yisrael forgot 3,000 halachos. They forgot. So they went to Yeshua, and they asked him, Shal, ask Ben Vua, you can ask, we want to get back these halachos. So he said, Loi Bashumaimi, we have a klal, Toira Loi Bashumaimi, I cannot ask halachos from Shumaim. We have to pass in these halachos here. Okay. Then the Gemara says, they went to Shmuel, this was later, but they, because Asnil ben Knas restored partly these halachos, but derech pilpul. But seemingly not all of them, so they went to Shmuel and they asked Shmuel, Sha'al. Ask Benvuel the aloch. So Shmuel said, "Ein ele amitzus." It says ele amitzus. Ein hanovi reshoi lahoisif mitzvah. That a novi is not allowed to add any mitzvah because it says ele amitzus. These are the mitzvahs that we got in on Sinai on the Torah, and we cannot add any mitzvah on this. So I cannot help you. The choir is very shwe because they asked first Yeshua, and he said Loi Bashumaimi. So they knew already first they had an answer Loi Bashumaimi. So why did they go and ask again Shmuel? And Shmuel, why didn't he answer Loi Bashumaimi? The same tshuva as Yeshua said. So the Briskerov says like this: the first question was when they asked Yeshua, they asked Yeshua to ask. Sha'al, it means to just to bring back these halachos because we forgot. So Yeshua said, Loi Bashumaim, I cannot bring them back. Then they went to Shmuel, they asked him a different question. They asked him like this, okay, we cannot bring them back, but Abdin Vuer, you could tell us these mitzvahs as a new mitzvah, like as a novi, you can tell us new mitzvah, not the old mitzvah that we want to get back, that we want to remember. But consider them as a new mitzvah. Alpi nevuah. On this, Shmuel answers, "Ele mitzvahs. I cannot add any mitzvah on that. The mitzvahs what we have. There are no new mitzvahs. So memele, I cannot. And as an old mitzvah, you have already the answer. Loi bashumaimi. As a new mitzvah, I cannot add a new mitzvah. This is what the Briskerov says. Okay, we have to understand why on this new mitzvah why there is not the same answer Loi Bashumaimi as what's the difference between old mitzvah that we want to remember and new mitzvah? Okay, then there is a Gemara that says in Megillah Daf Beis, the Gemara says like this: Mansepach Oisis Mansepach. This is Mem Nun Pei Tzadik Cho. These Oisis are written in two ways. It depends. If they are in the middle of the or beginning of the ois or the end of the ois, oisis mansepach is alpi the alpi nevuah. Soifim omro. So the Gemara asks, we had the oisis before the nevuah. So the Gemara says like this: we had these oisis in Sinai, but we forgot them. Shochuchum, they forgot. I don't know exactly how this happened that they forgot. But anyway, this Gemara says they forgot. Shochuchum. And then the Nevi'im came and they restored, they brought back these oases. So the Achronim, they all asked, so Loi Bashumaimi. We have the same klal always, Loi Bashumaimi. So the Yeshua says that the Nevi'im restored it not Bedech Nevu'ah, but Bedech Pilpul. Like we said before, Bedech Pilpul that they restored it. It's not that they got it from Shumai. Okay. But then there's another Gemara that says in Sukkah Daf Mem Dalet, Arove, the mitzvah of Arove, in Oishan Rabbe is Aluch Le Moshe Misinai. But then also the Gemara says that Nevi'im Yosdom. So the Gemara asks, what is it? Halachol Meshim Sina or Nevi'im Yosdom? So the Gemara says the same thing. Shachochu, they forgot the mitzvah, and then the Nevi'im restored the mitzvah. So they're also the same Shaila, Eloi Bashomayni. And there we cannot answer that they restored it al Bederech Pilpul, because Rashi says there in Sukkot, Rashi says there, V'chozru V'yosdom, Rashi says al Pi Adibu. So Rashi says Beferush that it was al Pi Nevuah. So if it was al Pi Nevuah, so we have back the same Shaila, Eloi Bashomayni. Then there is a Shaila in the Gemara says in Eruv in Daf Yud Gimel, famous Gemara, there was a big machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and this was going on for many years, and they couldn't decide how to passen. Shall we passen like Beis Shammai, or shall we passen like Beis Hillel? So they came a baskoil, and the baskoil said like this: Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elohim chaim. Both the shita of Beis Shammai and the shita of Beis Hillel, both shittas are divrei Elohim chaim. That means that both are actually emes, yeah. Which this is a big chiddush to say like this, but this is what the Gemara says. But the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Why? Because they are noichim. They are soft. They are soft. And also when they bring the Beis Hillel, when they used to bring their shita, they used to bring also the shita of Beis Shammai. I mean, Beis Hillel used to say like this. Beis Shammai says this and this and this, but we hold different. Yeah. So they always mentioned also the shita of Beis Shammai. But Mashenken Beis Shammai seemingly didn't mention Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai mentioned only what their shita, what they hold. Okay, we have to understand this. What Beis Shammai, they were also very, very big. It says in Sforum that Lo'osid Luba we were passing like Beis Shammai. They were even in Chochmah, they were bigger than Beis Hillel. But anyway, so this is what the Gemara says. But the Kasha is there also. The Baskol came and the Baskol said Eile ve'eile divrei Elohim chaim. But the Aluch is according to Beis Hillel because of these Tamim. So again, here we have a baskel that tells us how to pass an halacha. Loi bashumayni. Tois has already asked this kasha. Yeah, it's very obvious kasha. It's very open kasha. So I would like to try and to answer this with a yisod, a gewaldige yisod of Rav Tzudik HaKohen. He says this in the Sefer Dover Tzedek. And he says, Amor Ziki Yisod. He goes there, he is Marech, the Bchinef, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rabbi Elezer. You know the story of Rabbi Elezer, the machloik is between Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim, and Tanur Shelachnoi. So the Chachomim, the Rabbi Elezer said it's Torah, and the Chachomim were Metame. And anyway, Rabbi Elezer proved, he had three proofs that he was right. He said, "Shomayim yochichu." Said, "Or as the Baskel says, Aluchah k'Rav Elezer b'chol mukum, Amasamayim tochiach, Kois lebesamed l'shochichu." So everything showed that he was right. But then Rabbi Yeshua stood up and he said, "Yochid v'Ravim Aluchah k'Ravim, loy b'Shomayim." And we are not all these proofs. These are proofs min Hashomayim. We don't consider them. And okay, this is according to this itself. Loy b'Shomayim. So he says like this. I mean, he goes and he doesn't speak about the inin of Loi Bashamayim. He speaks about the inin of Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elohim chaim. And he says the following yisod. There are two b'chinas. There is Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebiksav, he says, is the definition of Torah Shebiksav is that it is golui. It is something that we can see and something clear. He said in Torah Shebiksav, and this he says this the Torah Shebiksav comes from an oilem that's called Shomayim. There in this oilem everything is clear. Like a novi that gets a nevuah, he sees a mare, he sees he views a mare, and that's a clear thing. That's very clear. Torah Shebiksav is very clear. It's written. Every oath Surah Oris, everything is clear. There are no two ways in Torah Shebiksav. There is no possibility to say Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim in Torah Shebiksav, because in something that is open and clear, you have no two ways. You have one way, or like something you see. If you see a tree, there is a tree or there is no tree. You can't say somebody says there is a tree and the other one will say there is no tree. You can't say Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. Or there is a tree or there is no tree, or it's day or it's night. There are no two ways. So this is thought was what the Gemara says, that Baskoi came down and said Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim, does not refer on Torah Shebiksav. On Torah Shebiksav is not Shastis, but it does here, sir. On Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is something completely different. Torah Shebalpeh is according to what we understand. According to what we understand, and of course we are connected to the Shoresh of Torah Shebalpeh and to Chochmah, the Shoresh of Chochmah, and according to this connection we understand what we have to understand. But there can be a difference between two people, and we can say Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. The Achronim explained it like this: when there is a light comes down, and the light is the same light, but if you put a glass and you put a red glass, so the light will become red. Why? Because not because the light is red, but because the glass is red. So the color of the glass changes the light for red. And then you'll take the same light and you'll put down a blue glass, so it will be blue or whatever. So the changing is not in the light. The changing is in the keli that receives the light. Yeah. So the same thing is like this. We in Torah Shebal Peh, we understand according to our koiches and to our understanding, to our mahus, to our way to understand, and memele it can change. That's why we say Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim ba'Torah Shebalpeh. That means that it's a big chiddush, but it's like this. That means that if somebody will say on a shai, like be'shamay be'tilul, somebody will say it also, and somebody will say it's mutar. So how can it be that both are right? The Teretz is, it can be. It can be that both are right. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. Both be'shamay and be'tilul, both are connected to the Shoresh of Chochmah, in the Shoresh of Torah Shebalpeh. But be'shamay, because they are be'shamay, they are different than be'tilul. The character is different. Everything is different. So memele, by them it comes out, let's say it's also. By Be'tilul, because they are different, so it will come out, the same Chochmah will come out, they will decide it's mutar. So actually, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. So memele, this is what he says. So he explains that the b'china of Rabbi Lezer was the b'china of Torah Shebiksav. That's why Rabbi Lezer didn't accept. He wouldn't accept the fact that Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim, because he was going in the b'china of Torah Shebiksav. This is Rav Tzudik HaKohen explained. So that's why Rabbi Lezer said, I'm right, and I'll prove you that I'm right. How will I prove you? Min HaShomayim. Because min HaShomayim, if we go according to the Shomayim, according to the b'china of Torah Shebiksav, he was right. But according to the Gedorim of Torah Shebal Peh, both were right. So that's why we have a cloud. Yochid v'Rabim, Aluch v'Kerabim. So the Memele, he explains, Rav Tzurik HaKohen explains also the Gemara there in the Baskol, with the Shamay Be'tilul. The Baskol came down and said, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. This was the Chiddush of the Baskol. Both are right. Now we have to see how to pass them. Now we have a choice. If both are right, we have a choice. We can pass them like this, or we can pass them like this. Now we decided to pass them like Be'tilul, because they were Noichim, and they they were also bringing always Divrei Beis Shammai. So he says, and the Pri Chodesh says the same thing, that this was what we decided to pasken, like Beis Hillel, the Bas Kol didn't say that. The Bas Kol said, Eile ve'eile Divrei Elikim Chaim. Then we had the choice how to pasken, and we decided to pasken like Beis Hillel because of these two reasons. But it's not that the Bas Kol said you have to pasken like Beis Hillel. The Bas Kol doesn't say this, and even if the Bas Kol would say this, loy bashumayni, we pasken like we understand. But the Bas Kol only said Eile ve'eile Divrei Elikim Chaim. The mail is very good. It's Gevaldika. He says Beis Shammai also. He says Beis Shammai were also going with the Mahalach of Torah Shebiksav. Beis Shammai says, who is right? We are right, or they are right? Beis Shammai they had no sufik that they were right. They were bigger chachomim. So in chokmah could be they were right. So they were right. So why should they have to bring Divrei Beis Hillel? If they are right, they don't have to bring Divrei Beis Hillel. If they think that the Shit of Beis Hillel is wrong, why bring the Shit of Beis Hillel? Hashenki in Beis Hillel, they went with the Mahalach of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is Eile ve'eile Divrei Elikim Chaim. So they said, Beis Shammai wrote like this, which is a Shitter. They agreed that Beis Shammai is a correct Shitter, is the right Shitter also. But we hold different. So that's why Beis Hillel always mentioned Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai not. This is what Rav Tzudik HaKohen says, and the Pri Chodesh also says this, that the Bas Kol did not interfere in the Psak how to pass into as Beis Shammai. The Bas Kol only said El ve'El Divrei Elikim Chaim. Memele, so I want to propose, and I think it's logical to say that, as Rav Tzudik HaKohen says, that this yisod of Eile ve'eile Divrei Elikim Chaim is only said by Torah Shebal Peh and not by Torah Shebiksav. By Torah Shebiksav, there's only one way, there are not two ways. Memele, this klala, loy bashumayimi, is also said only on Torah Shebal Peh, not on Torah Shebiksav. Why? Because what means loy bashumayimi? We don't rely on Shemayim. Chas v'shulam. Of course we rely. They don't tell us the truth. Shemayim. Of course they tell us the truth. But why don't we? Why do we say loy bashumayni? The reason is poshut. Because if we say that elu ve'elu divrei elikim chaim, both are true. So memele we have to. So what will Shemayim say? Shemayim will say that he is right or he is right. Both are right. So we have to pasken. So we have the choice to pasken. So we have to choose. This is our choice, not Shemayim. But on something that there is only one way, there are not two ways. If you want to know something where there is only one way, so why not ask Shemayim? If Shemayim tells us that's the way, so that's the way. There is no other way. So what's the problem? What's the problem? So it's not Shaykh Loi Bashemayim. If we want to know if something happened or not, so we can ask Shemayim. Everybody knows that Elio Anovi, this is the Rashi in Shabbos Daf Kufches, that Elio Anovi, we will not rely on his nevuah on psak aloha. Why? Because loy bashemayim. But on a mitzvah, if we want to know that the Gemara is done on dogim, if they have an oir or not, whatever. If we want to know a mitzvah, what happened or what's exactly. What's there or there? We want to know mitzvahs. Of course, we can ask Elio Anovi. Why not? Because why not? If he tells us ben Hua, why not? Then there's no reason why not to accept. So memele, we can say that loy bashumayim is also only on Torah Shebal Peh, not on Torah Shebiksav. If this is correct, Eile ve'eile Divrei Elikim Chaim. Yeah, this shtickle is also Torah Shebal Peh. If this is correct, so everything is miyushu. The Gemara in Mamsepach, I have to add that this Rav Tzudik HaKohen says that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is Torah Shebiksav. It's not written, but it has the same gather of Torah Shebiksav. And the Rambam says also that there is no machloikes, is known Rambam, there is no machloikes on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Rambam says it in different places. There is no machloikes on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Everybody asked on this Rambam, How is it possible to say such a thing? We have many gemoras, machloekes on halacha l'moshe in Sinai. We have a gemara in Bava Kama, tzchoires, chatzin hezek, tzchoires, by a hamer who makes a hezek through a stone. She kicks a stone and the stone breaks. This is tzchoires, chatzin hezek. It's halacha l'moshe in Sinai. There's a machloekes. If there is such a halacha or not. We have many machloekes in halacha l'moshe in Sinai. What the... So, but the Teretz is Lechoy Reposhet, and the Bris Kerov says more or less the same thing. The Pshat is what the Rambam means to say like this: Halucha L'Moshe M'Sinai. If we know that this is Halucha L'Moshe M'Sinai, there's no way to be Cholik on it. If somebody will come and will say, I'm Cholik on it, why? I have Svoros and I have Gezer Shuve, Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem, I have right that the Halucha is not there. There is not. There's no such a thing. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that's the halacha. There are not two ways. But the machlokes that we see in halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, these machlokes are if the, how the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai was. We forgot. We don't know. So somebody can say there was a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The other one will say there was no halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Who tells you? I didn't receive from my heaven. They didn't teach me that there was such an halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But once that we know that there is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, this is what the Rambam said. There's no machloekes. There's no machloekes on halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And this Rav Tzudik HaKohen says halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is the same gather of Torah shebiktav. The meaning is very good. Mamsepach is tam min haTorah. Mamsepach is Torah shebiktav. This is the oasis of Torah shebiktav. So we forgot them. What's the problem to ask a pinovi? On this, it's not said loy v'ashamayim me on this. It's Torah shebiktav. We want to know the tzura from the oasis. We can ask. There are not two ways of tzura. How to write the endemem? There's one way how to write the endemem, not two ways. We cannot say elu ve'elu divrei elikim chaim. Somebody will come and say like this. We have to write, and the other one will say no. We have to write in different ways. We can't say elu ve'elu divrei elikim chaim. Memele, we don't say also loy v'ashamayim. The same thing is arove was halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. We forgot. The mitzvah of Arover. V'chozo nivim chozo v'yozum. Rashi says, al pi adibur. Why not? Because if once we know that this was the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, no problem. There are not two ways. Mashenkin, when do we say lo yada shemayni? Only on Torah shebalpeh. On Torah shebalpeh. There we have a taka machloikis. We can have a machloikis on Torah shebalpeh. And there we have the klal of eil ve'eil divrei elikim chayim. There we say lo yada shemayni. That we cannot, we have to choose, we have to pass according to our understanding, according to our clothing. Memele, there is also from the Chidor, he brings from Rabbeinu Yaakov Achosit, I think he was a Rishon. He wrote Tshuvas Min HaShomayim, Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShomayim. He had fakes and he asked. He was a big Shaddish and he asked. He had it quite easy. He could ask, and he got the answers. He got the answers in the night. He got the answers in the chulim. They told him in Hashemayim. They told him the answers. So he wrote a sefer, a shalos tshuvos min Hashemayim. So the Chidor writes on him, and he brings the Chidor. He asks, "Lo yada shemayni? How can it be such a thing?" And so the Chidor also brings kol mine pshutim, but he says like this. If we don't know how to pass them, let's say we don't know here, we have this one says like this and this one says like this. It's a little bit different, but it's the same according to the Yisod. It's also very well understood. We don't know how to pass them. It's our responsibility. It's our decision how to pass them. Okay, but sometimes, I mean, today we know we in most of the fakes we don't know how to pass them. So what shall we do? So there he says we have the right to ask Min HaShomayim, give us a answer. That means like this, that Min HaShomayim, the Shomayim is not going to interfere with our psak. We have to pass them here, the psak. If we have two shittas, we have to pass them like this one or like this. But if we cannot decide, so we ask an answer, Min HaShomayim, they tell us, do like this. So, okay, so I do like this. But it doesn't mean that the Psak Halacha has to be only like this. Because Mishmaim cannot decide that the Psak Halacha is only like this and not different. But as an Eitzah, we can take also the Eitzah of Min HaShomayim.
Well, I know we also didn't know.
What?
When we came to Shmuel HaNavi, also didn't know.
Oh yeah, I have to say. So like this, when they came to Shmuel HaNavi, they asked for a new mitzvah. In a new mitzvah, there is no machlokes. That's why he didn't say loy bashumayni. In a new mitzvah, there is no machlokes. If a novi will come and say, I got a benevuah, a new mitzvah. The Rabban Shem told me benevuah that we got a new mitzvah. It's not shaykh machlokes on this. On the old mitzvah is shaykh machlokes. On the old thing, on mitzvah that we know that we have the mitzvah, but we don't know the details. We have a machlokes in certain detail of the mitzvah. There is a but if the novi will come with a new mitzvah, there is no machlokes. That's why there they came to Shmuel. The answer for what Yeshua gave them, Loi Bashumayim, he couldn't answer the same answer Loi Bashumayim either. But there, on this he said, I am not allowed to be mechadish in your mitzvah. Ein anu v'rishu lechadish mitzvah. Eila mitzvah. I just want to finish with another shaila that will be very well understood according to this yisod. There isn't bezin, you know, toitzin will become asked a like this. If there is a bezin of three, let's say of three people, and it's dinim omenes, three people, and three dayonim, and two dayonim say he's chai, and one dayan says he's potter. So what's the din? Acherabim. We go according to the rov, and he has to pay. So Tosfos asks the shaila: Ein holchim b'mumen achar rov? If there is a klal, we cannot take out mumen with the rov. We need more than a rov to take out mumen. So how can we go according to a bezin where the bezin is usually also always a rov? It's only a rov. It's not. So Tosfos answers like this: that by bezin is different because the miut of the bezin is bottle klape the rov. Like he has to accept, the meat has to accept the psak of the rov. This is what Tosfos says. Memele, it comes out, Lemay said that the whole bezin gave out the psak, not only the rov bezin. So the Kuntres Asreikes, he was the brother of the Ktsoy Sachoshin. He wrote the Kuntres Asreikes, it's printed together with the Ktsoy Sachoshin, B'dech Klal. So he brings then Klal Vov, he brings from Ram Chovis, he brings a shal, he says, from where do we know that in Bezdin the miut has to accept the psak of the rov? Why do we say so? From where do we take this? Who says? The miut, they are convinced, yeah? They are convinced that they are right. Why should they have to accept the opinion of the rov? Okay, we pass like the rov. Say that. But why what? They have to change their opinion or what? The deterrence is pushing. When we pass in one day, there's a shaila, and two dayonim say like this, and one dayan says different, we say, Ele ve'ele divrei elokim chayim. The point is not here who is right. We don't know who is right. We don't care who is right. Ele ve'ele divrei elokim chayim. Both are right. Okay, now we have to know how to pass them. So we have a klal, acherabim lahatris. This klal is a klal. The Torah says, "Acherabim lahatris." So the miut has to accept this. It doesn't mean that the miut of the bezin they have to change their mind and say, "Okay, you are right and we are wrong." No, they can continue and say, "We are right and you are wrong. We are right." But lemaise, because there is such a din, there is such a klal of ele ve'ele divrei elokim chayim. So lemaise, the opinion of the rov is also an acceptable opinion. So therefore, even if the miut they are right, but the psak halacha will be according to the rov, and this is something that the miut also accepts. Let's say if we take the Chazon Ish and we put him together in a bezin of I don't know 10 people or whatever, yeah. And Rabbonim that were living in the same time of Chazon Ish, and they discuss the halacha. Chazon Ish said like this, and they said different. Who is right? I mean, according to the Seichel. Or we take the Gro, and we put 10 Rabbonim together with the Gro, and he says this way, and they say different way. When they sit together, I'm talking when they sit together in the Bezin. Who is right? According to the Chochmah, Mistum, the Chazon Ish is right and the Gro is right. Because according to the Chochmah, they have more Chochmah than many people together. But according to the cloud that we go by Bezdin Acherabim Lehatzer, that means like this. Who is right? I don't care who is right. There is a Bezdin here. And they understand like this, the whole Bezdin understands this way. And Eile Ve'eile Divrei Elokim Chayim. Although we can imagine that the Gro is right, but Lemaise Eile Ve'eile Divrei Elokim Chayim, that's why we pass in Acherabim Lehatzer. And this I would just want to finish and say that maybe this is we can explain also why the Meraglim were afraid to go into Eretz Yisrael. The change between the Midbar, the Mahalach in Midbar and Eretz Yisrael was like Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebaltei. In Midbar everything was clear. They had Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Abchinus from Torah Shebitzav. In Eretz Yisrael they had Yeshua. Yeshua is like the Levone. The Levone is Torah Shebaltei. The Gemara says in Eirim. The Levone is for to learn Torah Shebalpeh. So now they had a new Mahalach, Torah Shebalpeh, which means that they have to take their own decision, they have to work out their own way, which is much, much more difficult. And this is what they were afraid of.
So what happened to the rest?
What happened to all the Halachas that we don't know today? Can you tell me what happened to it? Is there one halacha that we don't have to take it? We don't know how to do. What that time? We forgot. We stopped to forget.
We didn't have it. So we're missing a part.
We're missing quite a lot. But because of this, we have very much Torah Shebalpeh came after, because we tried to restore it, so there's more and more Torah Shebalpeh coming up. Go ahead, thank you very much.